Okay, we learned a little bit about the Givoinim and the Midah Keneged Midah of why we were fooled by the Givoinim. And now what's fascinating, again, based on what we explained yesterday, is a little bit of Havana, but definitely not sufficient to understand why Klal Yisrael didn't just back away from them. Should have just backed away. The Pasuk says that after a couple of days, they chopped the whole thing. Vahimi keit shloishes yamim. After 3 days, it became known. Vayishmu ki kroivimein. Bekitzel, they found out everything. The secret came out. Everybody knew these givoinim, they fooled us. They fooled us. So if we were there then, we would have just killed them out. Which is what we would have done to them before. They were chivim. They would have gotten killed out. Like the rest of the Shiva Amimim. The Pasuk says, V'lo yikum b'nei Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael didn't kill them. Why? Ki nishbu lohem nesiei ho'edah. Because Klal Yisrael promised them. When they were makabel them, they promised them that they're gonna protect them. Vayiloinu kol ha'edah al nesiim. There was a war. Right? The Klal Yisrael came to the Nesiim, said, what do you mean? It's a bunch of liars. Why are we meshubah to the Givoinim? A bunch of liars. Vayoyimu kol ha'Nesiim elo'edo anachnu nishbanu lehem b'Hashem elokei Yisrael. We made a shvuah. We promised. And since we promised, v'ato lo'inucha lingoya b'hem. That's it. We can't do anything to them. We promised. Not only that, the Nesiim told Klal Yisrael that if we would do something to them now, we'll get punished. That was the bottom line. So, we'll get to what they actually did with the Givoinim. But killing them was not an option. Killing them, hurting them was not an option because we promised. So again, based on what I told you yesterday, the shtickle of pshat, because there was a midah keneged midah here, there was a tikkun. But lemaisa, halachically speaking, this doesn't really make sense. Halachically speaking, the shvuah wasn't a shvuah. The shvuah was a shvuah betos. The whole thing was a mistake. Mistaken identity. They should not have had to keep the shvuah. It's not my kasha. The gemon gitten. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Shu ben Levi, he says, what's the problem? What's going on here? He says, Kivon da omru lohem me'eretz rechoika lo'ichayli shvu alei klal. Says the Gemara in Gittin, that since they lied, and the shvu that they made was on a false mamish, the whole presentation was false, so really, the shvu is not a shvu. You don't even need it. The Gemara handles there. If you need hatorah, if you don't need hatorah, another shvu. But complicated nedarim sprach. The end is the Gemara says you don't need hatorah nedarim. It's a mistake. Says the Gemara. V'hod loy katlinu. So why taka didn't they kill them? It should have killed them. Mishum kedusha Hashem. Fascinating chazal. That really the Shvu Ataka wasn't Chal, and Al Pidin they were allowed to kill them all out. But it's a Chil Hashem. What's the Chil Hashem? Chil Hashem is, people won't know that the Shvu was a, it'll go out, everybody will know Klaisel made a Shvu, they didn't keep the Shvu. Chil Hashem, that alone is a Chil Hashem. So first of all, you see from the Gemara, is that Chil Hashem is even Doiche and Isser Derais of Leishchaya Kol Neshama. Because here there was an Isser Derais of Leishchaya Kol Neshama. But since they made a Shvuah, which the Shvuah never was Chal, because it was a Shvuah that was a mistake. It's a fake Shvuah. But not everybody knows it's a fake Shvuah. So it'll be a perception of Sheker, Chil Hashem, that was the decision. Okay. So what they do with that? So they have a problem. One problem is Lois Chayek Kol Neshama. Fine, we got past that. Lois Chayek Kol Neshama. The next problem. I had a pshat rather once where how they got around Lois Chayek Kol Neshama. I had a pshat in that. That you could say that the love of Lois Chayek Kol Neshama is only where there's not a benefit to Klal Yisrael. Just like Lois Chonim. There's a love of Lois Chonim, which means you're not allowed to do it. It's very again now this time of the year with holiday gifts and bonuses. So there's a din that you're not supposed to give a matonim, matnas chinam to a goy. Right? So there's a machloikas we're showing him. If lo yischonim is on everybody, it's only on Eved Avodah Zarah. Big machloikas. The Meiri is mekel. But assuming that there's a lav of lo yischonim, is there any shaila for a person to give a bonus to a worker or to a cleaning lady, a gift to the mailman? Is there a shayla b'chlal? Again, assuming that there's a lois chonim on everybody, on any Gentile's lois chonim. Assuming that would be the case. So there are two interesting nekudas. One is, fascinating idea from Rabbi Yitzchak Belzer. Rabbi Yitzchak Belzer held, he brought riots to this, he held that if a goy did you a favor, right, if a goy did you a favor, you have a chiv akaras hateva. You have a chiv akaras hateva. If you have a chiv akaras hateva, then that's not lois chonim. It's for you. You out yourself, you can't be kafitay. If you're not going to express, I the guy is getting a matone. Yeah, but loisitin le matnas chinom. You're giving them a gift, just at least to give them chen. But how much you have a chiv akaras hateva? That alone makes that there's no lois chonim. That's his chiddush. Some of the poiskim, that's more of a musadike, it's a musadike halachadike mahalach. Some poiskim have a different approach, and their approach is, stam, anybody who worked for you and continues to work for you, you have a benefit from them being happy. You have benefit from them being happy. So therefore, you're allowed to give them gifts, because it's not called chinam. It's for you. To be happy with to get continued good service. I do not lois chonim. And the Ragachev has a whole piece on this, even with the Issa Talmud Torah, the Issa to teach a goy Torah could be, he's also out lois chonim. So he says the same thing in certain cases where they had a terim by Tovi Avdi Shalom Gamliel. It wasn't a matnas chinam. So that could be pshat over here too. That if the reason why I'm keeping this person alive is Laman Hashem, it's not because I have Rachmanis on him. So it could be that's not even included in the whole lav of Leisichres Bris and Leischaya. It could be it's not included. But Klaiso have a problem now. Problem is, do we want them to actually integrate into Klaiso? These Givonim were Magaya. What do we do with them? So they didn't want to mix them into Klai Yisrael. We'll see why they didn't want to mix them into Klai Yisrael. One pshat is it was a knas. It was a knas. You came, you lied. See, even though we were makabel you, you were Magayer, and assuming the Geiris was good, okay, because there wasn't really falsehood in the Geiris. There was falsehood in where they came from. But the Geiris was lav dafka false. But it was a knas. Chazal say klar. It was like a gzeira. It was like a takone that Moshe Rabbeinu and then Yeshua Benun made a knas on them. Yeshua gozal. Lashon of the Gemara in Yevamos. Yeshua gozal lehem avdus. But, so therefore they didn't want them to mix into Klal Yisrael. Okay, we're assuming it's not halachic. We're assuming it's a knas. It's a knas. So what did Yeshua do with them? He made them into avodim. Avodim made them like a barrier. Avodim, they're not going to marry into Klal Yisrael. So he made them into Avodim, but what kind of Avodim? It says, they made them into Avodim, for hoyu choyt ve'yetzim v'shoya ve'mayim l'beis alokoi. They became wood choppers and water carriers, but not stam, for the Beis HaMikdash. So it's interesting, it was a bizoyan and a kovet at the same time. So a bizoyan that they made them into avodim. It was a covet to work for the Beis Hamikdash. To work for Beis Hamikdash is nishkin pasha tamaisa. You know, we're going to learn about Devorah, Mitzvah Hashem, and Sefer Shoiftim, the famous Devorah Hanaviyah. So she had a husband, and her husband actually wasn't the biggest scholar, but she wanted him to change. She wanted him to get developed. So she used to send him to the Beis Hamikdash on missions with wicks and mices. She called Ashes Lapidus. So to deliver wicks to the Beis Hamikdash was a ganze kovet. For some reason, Yeshua ben Nun made them avodim to the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara said, the Gemara doesn't explain this. I'm going to tell you a murderic pshat from Rabbi Yankov, a chap he had, why he made them avodim to the Beis Hamikdash. But it says, how long are they going to be avodim for? So the Gemara here says in Yevamos, also Yeshua gozar lehem bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Yeshua ben Nun, when he made them avodim, and he made them avodim linked to the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, that means that theoretically, when the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed, they weren't avodim anymore. They weren't avodim anymore. And the Gemara says that. Adayim azeh calls man shebeis hamikdash kayam. So, meaning Yeshua ben Nun made a limited effect on the Givonim. But then the Gemara says here in Yevamos, Tafayin Tez, also David HaMelech, V'gozar aleihem afilu bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. V'yikru HaMelech la'givonim, ha'givonim lav b'nei Yisrael hema. So I'll tell you, say a Alom de Shepshat and Saya Machshov Pshat from Rabbi Yankov. What was going on here? Meaning, why did Yeshua ben Nun make that they should only be avodim kol zman beis hamikdash is around? Why did he do that for? So the Alom de Shepshat, I'll tell you, was like this. Some of you may remember we spoke about the Shavuos time, about the Geirus of Rus and Orpah. It's very strange, right? Because many Rishonim, the Zohar brings this down as well, talk about the possibility that Rus and Orpah were Mizgayer. The Chas V'Sholem, Machlon and Chilion would marry Shiksas. They were Mizgayer. Taka were Mizgayer. Assuming they were Mizgayer, right, so some Rishonim were not like that. But if you learn that they were Taka Mizgayer, right, so how did Nomi discourage Rus and Orpah from staying with her? You're not allowed to take a convert and make him go back to his Gentile lifestyle. If I can't, that would be a Mesias and Mediach to do such a thing. Right? But Nomi went through a full process of Geirus with Rus and Orpah, Mamish discouraging them. Don't come with me, stay, go back to your El Amach, go back. How'd you do that? So one of the Mahalchim, there's a lot of different ways to learn. One of the Mahalchim, again, if this was a new Geirus, no Kasha, but assuming this was, they were Geirum from before. One pshat is that when they were Mizgayer L'Shem Ishus. They were Mizgayer in order to get married. Meaning they were Mizgayer to marry Machlon and Chilion. Right? So Rus and Orpah were Mizgayer to marry Machlon and Chilion. So it's what we call a Geirus L'Shem Ishus. Now, a Geirus L'Shem Ishus is kosher. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. I deal with this a lot, meaning more than I'd like to. Over the last 30 years, I had more than a handful of these type of cases, where there's a Geirus L'Shem Ishus. The halacha is that the Geirus works. That means a good bezdin that's honest and erlich would not do a Geirus L'Shem Ishus. But, in most cases, but if the Geirus happened already, so even though there was an ulterior motive, the Geirus is chal. But there's one provision. The provision is that it had to really be a Geirus. That means there's two kinds of Geirus L'Shem Ishus. You could be Megayer, pshat is, Reuven meets Joanne, and they become friends, and Joanne says, yeah, let's get married. And Reuven says, listen, my rabbi is not going to go along with this unless you convert. She goes, okay, what's conversion involved? takes out the RCA, I don't mean Dafka the RCA, the Book of Conversion. She goes through the Mixes Kalos, Mixes Chamurs. It's okay. I love you dearly. I'm willing to take on this new lifestyle. She comes to Bezen. She's Makabel Mitzvahs. She goes to the Mikveh. Puts on a shekel. Mazel Tov, right? That Geiris works. It's not a good Geiris. It's not Gevaldik, right? It's not gold. But it's a Geiris. There's another type. The other type is, listen, Rabbi is not going to officiate unless you say that you're becoming Jewish. She says, okay, I don't even need to see the books. It's okay. I'll tell them I'm Jewish. That's not Geiris L'Shem Ishus. That's Sheker L'Shem Ishus. Sheker L'Shem Ishus is not Chal. That's not a Geiris B'Chal. That means there was never intent from day one to convert. That's not Geiris. When Naomi walked back with Ruth and Orpah, she was being mavchin. She was checking, what are these two ladies? Did they mean it? Or really, they weren't converting. They were getting married. Now, if they were really converting, they would understand, husband, no husband, I'm converted. So Naomi said, listen, there's no more, your husband's dead. I'm too old to have more kids. So there's no men, you know, for you. So new, what are you tying it? So Orpah said, garnished. I never meant it to begin with. So I'm trying to have an ulterior motive, and MMA I converted, I understood that I'm becoming Jewish. No, the guy's for Ruth Dovkoba. Ruth stuck with her. So Ruth showed that even though it was a Geiris L'Shem Ishus, but it was a real Geiris. Shtaka stayed. Yeshua Benun had to check out the Givoinim. We know the Givoinim didn't come for a good reason. That we know. But the question is, when the Givoinim were Megayir, did they mean it? Did they understand that converting now they're Jews? Or it was just a game? It was a game to be with the winning team now. Nafkamina is when it's not a winning team. So Mamela Yeshua Benun made Gzeira only till the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If after the Churban Beis HaMikdash they're still online, no. So it's a raya that they didn't convert falsely. They really converted. Not just they want to play with the winning team. Because then Klai Yisrael, not the winning team officially. I mean, we're always winning team. But perception-wise, we're not the winning team when we're in goals. So if they stick with that, then you could trust them. That's the Lomdus Shemalch. Now I'll tell you what Rabbi Yankiv said, why he tied it into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow.